Love Bugs. It's your girl, Anna Danae, and we are here with another episode of the Virtue Weight Podcast. OMG, y'all. We did it. We are on episode 10 of our first season, our final episode. And y'all, I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm a little sad or whatever. I'm a little in my feelings. But it's okay because I know God is moving and I know God has moved throughout this whole ordeal. This was all God's plan. And I'm just so happy. I'm so grateful for all the support, for all the love, for all of the feedback, for people who really took the time out to listen to the episodes, who took the time out to share and just be supportive. I'm just so grateful. Grateful to you guys. Grateful to God. And I honestly don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know if there's going to be a season 2 or, you know, if I'll be doing something else or growing virtue in a different way. Whatever God wants to do, I'm allowing him to use me for it all and all for his glory. Now, I will say, I truly believe that doing this podcast was really an act of obedience. It was something that I know God wanted me to do and wanted me to be more vocal and open with virtue and to really carry out this God idea that he has put on my heart almost 2.5 years ago. And I'm so glad that people have been blessed from it. I really enjoyed the conversations with you all and just unpacking all of these topics. I'm so grateful for all the people who took the time out of their busy schedules to meet with me and collab with me and be guests on the podcast. Like, this has just been nothing short of amazing. And I just want to thank God and I want to thank you all. So this episode isn't going to be too long. We're going to just really recap on this journey that we've been on over the past 10 weeks. And I'll be honest, I was like, oh, maybe I should have done this like every other week so it wouldn't have gone by so fast. But it's okay because I know that God has a plan and the next step is going to be something greater than what we've already accomplished here. Just to backtrack just a little bit, a lot of people wonder, where did I get my start? How did I come to my faith? And I will say this, like when I was born, you know, my mom, she really kind of had me in church a little bit. And, you know, obviously was praying for me and she had her own faith. However, my grandmother on my father's side, I would go to church with her every weekend. We went to a Seventh-day Church of God church. And that's where I really was getting my foundation. I was in the children's choir and I was going there every week. So that's where I really got my start. And I did that all the way up until about high school. And I kind of stopped going by the time I was like in high school just because I would leave from Jersey and go to New York every weekend so that I was able to go to church. And, you know, once you start getting that age, you want to hang out with your friends on the weekend. You want to go to the mall. You want to go to parties. And, you know, that's what I wanted to do. And by that age, you know, they weren't really going to force me to have to go to New York every weekend. So I started to kind of fall off on that. And then when I went to college, I didn't go to church at all. But I knew God. I would pray not as much as I do now, but you know, I would pray before I eat and little things like that. I pray before going somewhere. And but I really could tell I was yearning for that relationship. I think that around that time is when I first downloaded the Bible app. And you know, I would have conversations about God with people. I would pray with people before track meets. We would pray together. So God was definitely in the midst. And towards the end of my college, like junior, senior year, that's when I really kind of started to seeking and kind of let go of the partying a lot at that time. And by the end of that, graduating in about 2022 right now. I graduated in 2018. So about 2019, that's when I really started to like grow my faith more. I was in a network marketing company and you know, the people I was surrounded around, like we just really like God was always at the center. Like the faith system was up there. So I was invited to church by my friend and literally from then, that's when I really just really became sold out for God, sold out for Christ, sold out on this journey of faith. That's when it really happened. And I was invited to church and that was March of 2019. And here we are now in April of 2022. And your girl is sold out. I've been baptized, water baptized, and I have a church home now. in Connecticut. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful of this journey. I'm so grateful that I have a relationship with God, my personal relationship. I know a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, growing up, I was forced to go to church and I was forced to believe in God and all this other stuff. But the truth is, once you have an experience, it's almost like you can never go back. I know people have these horror church stories, which I cannot identify with, but I will say this. Grow your relationship with God. Grow your relationship with Christ. Get your own understanding. Do your own studying and let Holy Spirit lead and guide you. Let Holy Spirit show you exactly which direction that you need to go in and seek with your whole heart. I know a lot of times, especially non-believers, they will say, oh, God doesn't exist or universe or whatever their thoughts are, but they never truly seek with their whole heart. A lot of times it's just, I am looking for a reason to debunk why God doesn't exist, why Jesus doesn't exist. And my humble advice would just to be seek out God, find your own truth. And then from there, try to have your own experiences. Try to have your own experiences and don't let anybody force you towards your belief. Let you come into that on your own. So that's how my faith walk really happened. And then when it comes to the Virtue Way, a few years ago, around that same time in 2019, actually, me and a couple of friends were just really discussing and unpacking soul ties. And I'll be on, and that's going to be something that we'll talk about, might be on my YouTube channel, but that's not something that you just talk about one time and never talk about again. It's something that you really unpack probably throughout your whole entire life. You can have soul ties through sex. You can have soul ties without even having sex with someone. So it's really an emotional bond, which could really be an emotional bondage that, you know, you would have to break if it's unhealthy, right? So we found out about soul ties and we really were getting an understanding of it. And we were honestly shook to the core. And we were like, oh, no, no, no. Like, we are not going to have sex. We are not going to create these soul ties. Like, we are just not going to do it. We're going to walk in the path that God has called us to. We're not going to allow ourselves to get entangled. And, you know, that's really where Virtue started. Really just having that commitment of no sex. And since then, of course, I've fallen short. But now I'm at a place where, like, it's like, Anna, you've made a decision and you're going to be obedient to God. You're going to be obedient to yourself and that decision. And there's really no falling short of that anymore. But I'll be honest, once you make a decision, it is not 100% easy to just stop doing something that you're used to do, right? We are used to sinning. So it takes some time to really be convicted on your sin and really to move forward with not falling short of that sin anymore. So that's really where the virtue kind of stemmed from. And then in the midst of COVID 2020, end of 2020, beginning of 2021, that's when God put the idea of virtue on my heart. And as I said, I believe in the first episode of this, it started as abstain first. And I changed the name. Holy Spirit moved me to figure out a better name for it. And here we are. Here we are. We have a community now. We're about to have 100 followers on Instagram. Yay! We're about 150 on our Facebook page. And we have about 200 downloads from the podcast. And that's just such a blessing to me, to be honest, because honestly, that means 200 times people have come to hear what we've had to say. And that's a blessing. Even if it was one person, even if it was one time, I'm still grateful for it because it means that someone is being touched and someone is being blessed by the move of God. So once again, I want to thank you all. I want to thank the people that have joined me as a guest up here. I want to just encourage all of you to keep pushing forward. Do not be weary in well-doing and do not feel like you are a square, right? As they say now, do not think that you are a square by following a set of rules or a set of boundaries or a set of standards. Just don't be discouraged by it. I'm encouraging you all to stay strong. I'm encouraging you all to push forward on this virtue walk. And I cannot wait to see what God is going to do next. I truly love you all and I truly appreciate you all. And I am excited to see where virtue is going to go now. So as always, we are going to end this in prayer. God, I thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for using me as a vessel to touch your people, Lord. Thank you that the Holy Spirit has led and guided me towards a path of success and towards a path of influence to all of those that this podcast has reached and will reach, Lord. I thank you for all the people that has taken time out to listen, to be supportive, and to give me feedback, Lord. And I just ask that you continue to bless them, continue to encourage them, continue to lead and guide them towards the path of truth and the path of the greatness that you have called all of us to, Lord. God, I just ask that you allow this virtue fire in us to continue to burn and to never go out. Help our light towards doing the right thing to never go out, Lord, and help us to continue to know that following you, it pays. It pays to do the right thing. It pays to not do what the world does, but to be kingdom people, to be heirs of the kingdom, Lord. I ask that you continue to open up your windows of blessings to pour out on all of us, Lord. And I ask that we will never feel bad for doing the right things, Lord. I ask that we will never be content with doing the wrong things, Lord. I ask that we continue to grow in our relationship with you and each other. And I pray that this community will grow. I pray that you will give everyone that same virtue fire to go out and have more people join this God idea. God, we love you and we thank you, and we are open to receiving all that you have for us in this next season. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I love you all, and it is always virtue. Peace.